It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number two, the Keystone Kickoff Show. Coming to you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Dustin Hockensmith here. And it is our pleasure, our collective pleasure, to talk some Penn State basketball now as we go into the heart of that season. And our good friend Jeff Brown joins us once again to give us the latest on Penn State hoops. Jeff, a hero to today's youth, a millennial at heart. The voice of Bryce Jordan Center and the voice of an entire generation. Jeff, I'm going to change this up each week, but welcome back.
Wait a minute. I'm in quarter number two.
Yeah, well.
I was in quarter number four. I am deeply touched that I have moved up two quarters.
Don't be deeply touched. It is a temporary promotion.
Somebody else was late, right?
You will be relegated to the fourth quarter. You're going to be part of our four-minute offense here, Jeff.
I am savoring it while I have it then. Okay.
Absolutely. But part of it is that we've got some enthusiasm about this team, mm-hmm. which is now 6-1. We've got some enthusiasm about bringing you back for Penn State basketball. They're coming off a 85-64 win over Syracuse, a rebound kind of win. And rebound is an interesting phrase considering how that game went. But Pat Chambers didn't get what he was looking for a couple nights earlier against Ole Miss at the NIT season tip-off in Brooklyn. But he liked the response against Syracuse. What did you think about Penn State's response after kind of blowing a big lead against Ole Miss?
Oh, it was so disheartening, to watch them blow that lead with Ole Miss. And I thought it was going to be a real tale-teller what was going to happen with Syracuse. And, you know, granted, Syracuse isn't your father's or your grandfather's Syracuse, but a storied program anyway. And these guys could have had their tails between their legs. But they didn't, and they came out and not only won, but they blew them out. And the other telling thing I thought was they were up big in the first half. Syracuse goes on an 8-0 run to start the second half, and you start thinking, uh-oh. And I'm sure these guys had to be thinking, uh-oh, what's going to happen? And then they went on their own run, and they won going away. And I just thought it was a real gut check and a real character performance for them. I was very, very pleased.
I think the game of basketball, you can't prevent runs. Now, any coach would tell you the beginning of both halves is a crucial tone-setting time. So ideally, you wouldn't start the second half by allowing your opponent to go on an 8-0 run to create this situation where you have to say, here we go again, to put yourself in a gut check situation. But Penn State found itself there, and they responded positively. And I think that's something to take away from this game. You've got a couple 20-point scores in Lamar Stevens and Myron Jones. You got another good performance by Mike Watkins, which is becoming commonplace. You out-rebound a team. And I know, as you said, not your father's or grandfather's. I also appreciated your use of the word tale teller. I'm gonna have to start using that myself. I'm going to have to build that into my own repertoire. But a 57-28 advantage on the glass is pretty remarkable against a team in Syracuse that typically really values that stat category. Right. Obviously, Mike Watkins leads the way. 16 rebounds, 11 on the offensive side.
Yeah, and Mike Watkins, you can't say enough about him so far. Everybody was talking about Lamar Stevens coming back. But, man, the fact that Mike Watkins is finally playing the way everybody thought Mike Watkins could play game in and game out is so big for this team. Myron Jones coming up because, I mean, who saw Myron Jones scoring the way he has so far this season last year? He just didn't do it. And he has stepped up. Watkins has stepped up. You've got Lamar Stevens playing like, well, Lamar Stevens. And, got Jamari Wheeler contributing all kinds of defense. This team's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. And I think, in addition to the statistical contributions of Mike Watkins, which 11.9 points per game, 9.1 rebounds, 4 blocks per game, which is a telling number, mm-hmm. for Penn State to have kind of a roaming athlete in the paint on both sides of the floor, you know, that is something that kind of changes the complexion. I think a lot of people who don't follow along with this Penn State basketball team super closely are saying, okay, why is this team different than years past? Why is this team now ready to move maybe to the next level? And I think Mike Watkins is a big name to circle in that conversation.
Oh, definitely. You know, and like we said before, we've always seen glimpses. We've always seen, you know, a game or two and I think, oh my goodness, what happens when he puts it all together? He's putting it all together. And that's what we're going to see, hopefully, if he can stay injury free throughout the year. But the other side of this basketball team is Patrick Chambers finally has quality guys to come off the bench. You know, Watkins needs a blow. You put in John Herra. Now, he's not as spectacular as Mike, but he does the job, especially defensively. Seth Lundy has come in, and he's got, you know, he puts up minutes for the team. There's just so many parts now that Patrick can mix and match with that he never had the opportunity to do before. He didn't have the quality, and he didn't have the depth, and he didn't have the experience. When he was putting people in last year, he was putting in freshmen. And this year, he's not doing that. For the most part. And you can see the difference.
The Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State basketball with our good friend Jeff Brown. Lions are 6-1. Got a big one here coming up tonight. Wake Forest, the Big Ten ACC Challenge game. The segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, officially available now in Pennsylvania as a trusted leader in daily fantasy. DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. So much going on, you want to take advantage this week, any other week as well, to bet wherever, whenever with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You download it now. You use code KSN when you sign up for a limited time. All new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I was going to introduce this offer to you, Jeff, but are you 21 yet? You just cleared, didn't you? You just became legal in Pennsylvania. All right.
I don't even remember 21, let alone am I 21.
You know what? You're a forward thinker. Let's not think back on the past. You said something a second ago that kind of, I think, rings true to what went on with Penn State last season. And, you know, some of it was just inevitable. Some of it, you know, with Mike Watkins, you couldn't have really seen coming, but you know, it was an opportunity for a guy like John Herra, for example. You pay your you pay your dues in an adverse situation, but the silver lining always is, you know, in the future now, you've got a pretty experienced big man coming off the bench. And I think that sometimes as you're building a program, adverse situations have a way of creating growth opportunities. And it's maybe one of the things that is happening this year with Pat Chambers' team.
Well, if you remember, 2 years ago, John Herra was really thrown into the fire, and he did exceptionally well. And then he played last year well, and now he's only a junior. He seems like he's been around forever, but he's only a junior. So, you know, this year and hopefully next year as well. And a couple of guys I didn't mention yet, Isaiah Brockington and Curtis Jones Jr., have been exceptional coming off the bench. So it's great to see quality people coming off the bench and just not people that are wearing a uniform to fill out the roster. And you can see it in how they play. You can see it in the results. These are good basketball players, and Penn State's future looks really bright.
Well, you look at those two guys you mentioned specifically, Curtis Jones Jr. and Isaiah Brockington, combining for almost 20 minutes apiece. Off the bench, 20 quality minutes off the bench, where before I think you're leaning on new guys, you're leaning on inexperienced guys, you're throwing bodies out there that you can probably be pretty certain aren't going to bring a lot of production to the table. Where now these guys, Brockington averaging 8 points per game, Curtis Jones Jr. averaging 7.7. Curtis Jones Jr., one of the additional shooters that Penn State's got now.
Right.
That is another sort of floor stretching thing where you have multiple shooters. You got multiple guys who can knock down outside shots, and that changes the complexion of the Penn State offense too.
Well, Pat Chambers told me in the offseason that Isaiah Brockington was going to remind a lot of people of Josh Reeves. And I don't think he's quite as athletic, or at least I haven't seen it yet, as far as defense and things like that. But then again, he's only a sophomore. But you can see flashes of Josh Reeves in Isaiah Brockington. And I think he brings basically as much offense as Josh does right now. So, you know, not only does he bring some defense along with Jamari, but you know, he's contributing to the offense, like you said, about 8 points a game.
I don't know if you saw this a couple – I think it was right after Penn State beat Georgetown, which is a big deal. But Joe Lunardi was asked, ESPN's bracketologist was asked about Penn State this year, and he basically said this was the year. Should Penn State fans embrace that or be a little concerned about that? Or how do you feel about a national person feeling that same way? Because you always feel that way. Let's just throw that out there. You always feel like it's the year.
I do have some special colored glasses on, yeah.
all that said, other people are buying into it, I guess is the point.
It's nice to see them actually get some recognition. You know, I'm a Pat Chambers fan and an unabashed Pat Chambers fan, both on the floor and off the floor. It's nice to see him having some success because he had to eat a lot of dirt here for a while. I think it's deserved. I really do. I look for them to be a top five Big Ten program this year. And I look for them to easily be in the big dance this year. Not, oh, are they on the fence and oh, they're going to need some help or whatever. I think they're a solid choice for March Madness this year. And I'll be shocked if they aren't. Will they win every game? No. In fact, these next three games are wow. You know, I don't know who the schedule maker was, but, you know, you got Wake Forest, you got Ohio State, and you've got Maryland. Yikes. Those are some games coming up in early in the season that is going to really test this team. But I think they can do it. I really do. Now, like I said, will they go undefeated? No. Will they win the Big Ten? Yeah, I don't even know about that. But they're going to be a solid top five team in the Big Ten this year.
Solid top. You're a solid top five guy, I think. Real quick.
Oh, of course I am.
Ohio State, Wake Forest, Ohio State, Maryland, about 30 seconds. What would constitute a success in terms of wins and losses in that three-game stretch?
Oh, boy.
Would one and two count?
They could go 2-1. 1-2, man, that would be tough. Because I think they're going to beat Wake Forest. And it's a toss-up between Ohio State and Maryland. They're going to lose one of them. But I'm thinking 2-1.
2-1, and that will put Penn State at 8-2. Really, you know, just one step in front, you know, one foot in front of the other as they make their way through. Good-looking Penn State team, good-looking start for this team, good-looking man here to talk about it all through the Penn State season. That's Jeff Brown talking some Penn State hoops with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with some Penn State football as we look ahead to bowl season. Ask Greg is coming up after this.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today and use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.